CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, I think I'll go out up to bed.
Bed? It's only 9:30.
I can't help it. I'm so sleepy. Oh, I'd like to get a good night's rest. I'll get it.
No. I'm expecting a call from the boss tonight.
Tonight? Why did Mr. Cranshaw call you in the evening?
Oh, it's a business thing. You know, he said he's... Hello. Oh. Do what? Who's this? Oh, hi, Jack. Tonight? Was 9:30. Oh, well, I know, but God, it was... Huh?
Jack Lindell?
Yes? Well, you do sound as though you're having a good time. No kidding.
Yeah?
Well, I don't know. Just a second. I'll see what the little woman says.
What?
Jack Lindell, there's a bunch of them around at the club, and they want us to join them.
Join them?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Yeah. Well, I know, but this is what I said. But what do you think?
Well, I think it's too late. Yeah. Well, I mean, how can we... I certainly can't get a babysitter at this time. We can't go off and meet the children by themselves.
What about that Mrs. Tompkins you get once in a while? What about her?
Well, we have to drive way over and get her. No. I don't want to go out.
Well, we could.
No, I don't want to go out there tonight. I really don't. I'm much too tired. I'd like to get a good night's rest. By the time we got dressed up a bit, you know.
No, Jack said that. He said nobody's dressed up.
Well,
they were all playing golf. They were, you know, and then stayed there and had dinner. They're in sports clothes. He said, just come out.
Oh, we'd have to change into sports clothes. I mean, look at us. We were working in the garden. We'd have to change by the time we got the babysitter, all that, and got out to the club. Everybody else would be ready to come home.
No, they wouldn't. Look, it's Friday night. Nobody's got to work tomorrow.
Yeah. Why don't you go?
Without you? No. I don't want to go without you.
Come on. You feel like it. I can tell and I don't. Come on. Please. I don't mind.
No, honey, look, I...
Go on, why don't you? I mean, I tell you frankly, Betsy didn't feel too well. And she may be coming down with a cold. I'd just rather not leave her with anyone else now anyhow, you know, with all the...
Are you sure you don't mind?
Why should I mind? Not at all. Do your good, dear. Only one thing I ask, don't bring everybody back here for waffles at 3 a.m.
Oh, don't be silly. Yes. All right. Jack... I'll be out to the club in about 20 minutes. Yeah. Everybody, just make yourselves at home. I'm going to run upstairs and wake up the chief cook and bottle washer around here. See if she wants to join us.
Join us?
Yes.
She'd probably like to crown us. Or you for inviting us at this hour. It's 1:30.
No. Look, she won't mind. Now, look, I have... Anne, why don't you and Eleanor go out to the kitchen and start getting out the eggs? See, I'll be right back down. Huh?
Okay.
Honey, you asleep?
Asleep?
Oh, I see what you mean. Listen, now, don't be mad. Look, now, let me speak, will you? I know it's late, but
I... didn't mind that you went out to the club without me tonight, but the one thing that I said to you...
I know.
Don't drag the crowd back here for waffles at 3 a.m.
I didn't, honey. I dragged them back for scrambled eggs, and it's only 1:30. Yeah, honey, look, if you want to be mad at me, be mad tomorrow, would you, honey? Because, you know, they all said you would be. Harry said, oh, boy, my wife would kill me if I dragged a gang to the house in the middle of the night. And I kind of laughed, and I said, oh, no, not me, not my wife. I said, you were a very good sport about things like this. I said, well, you'll jump out of bed and you'll put on a house coat and you'll come right downstairs and tell everybody you're glad they came, you know, and that you just love to be awakened to fix scrambled eggs for 8 people at 1:30 in the morning. I said, you were wonderful about things like that.
You did?
Yeah.
You said I was wonderful about things like that.
Delightful, I said. Utterly charming. Perfect hostess. Huh?
Well, then I hardly see how I can let you down. Get my pink house coat. Oh, I'm not really mad at you anyhow, you know.
You're not?
No. Look, we live once. I hope you and I aren't so old we're in a rut and can't enjoy doing impromptu things like this.
Oh, I should think not.
Well, honey, let's face it, it takes a little energy to stay up half the night cleaning up the kitchen and doing dishes from eight people. But what do we care, huh? Come on, dear, I'll see where my slippers.
Dishes? Oh, for Pete's sakes, I never thought of the dishes.
What a mess.
Yeah, goodbye, Joe. Goodbye, Betty. Come again now, won't you? Oh, boy. You know that Joe Gordon is funny, isn't he? You know, I wish I could remember the jokes the way he tells them, you know.
Well, frankly, I wish he'd forget some of them. Look at the time.
Golly, is it nearly three? You know, I lost track of time. Honey, don't you think Joe's funny?
Yeah, I think he could be. He doesn't know when to stop. Frankly, I'd never like those long-winded jokes that go on and on and on. You get so tired waiting for the point that when you do hear it, it seems to fall flat. Build-up's too long, you know.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Oh, boy, look at this mess, would you? Look, the girls offered to help with the dishes. Why didn't you let them?
No. When you're in a party mood, you don't feel like doing dishes.
Honey, I tell you what, let's go to bed and get up in the morning and clean up the place, huh? What do you say?
I hate to get up in the morning. Come down and be faced with a mess like this in the kitchen. You go to bed. I'll do them.
I will not leave you with all this. I should say not.
Well, maybe you're right, though. It is late. We'd have more ambition in the morning. Well, I don't know what to do. Well, let me put the scrambled egg plates to soak, anyhow. Hand me some of those. And bring out the coffee cups. I'll just pile things in the sink.
Yeah, okay. Excuse me. I want to thank you. You were wonderful. You were wonderful, delightful, and utterly charming. And the perfect hostess.
Oh.
You were, honey. Boy, I don't know many women that would have been as good-natured as you were if their husbands woke them up to cook scrambled eggs for eight people at 1:30 in the morning.
I love you.
Well, look, the next time I get mad at you for anything, see, anything, just remind me of this evening, will you? I'll be putty in your hands. Which, of course, I am, anyhow.
Oh, what's yes, that? You are. Oh, what's that? Somebody left their purse or something. You go to the door, will you, while I get these dishes and the sinks and stuff?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it looks like Jack's car out there.
Oh, I bet Ann left her purse. She always does leave it somewhere. Jack gets so mad at her. She's always leaving something.
Oh,
there's a purse in there.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
What is it, dear?
Come on in. Yeah. Look, honey, don't touch anything in the kitchen. And later, contact lenses down somewhere out there.
What? My contact lenses? I've only had them a couple of weeks. I'm not used to them yet. But I like to wear them when I go out.
So she always takes them out of her eyes and puts them down in the craziest places, then never knows where she's put them. So we spent hours looking for the darn things. They're so small you can't see them.
You took them out and laid them down in the kitchen, Ann?
Yes. Somewhere. I came out to the kitchen to get more coffee. You were all here in the dining room, and I decided to take my lenses out. I intended to pick them up later and put them in the box that I keep them in.
Box you keep them in? When? When do you keep them in there? I wish I had a dollar for every hour I spent crawling around on our bedroom rug looking for these dinky little things.
All right. Yes, now it's late. We're all tired.
Yes, and let's look for them now. Are they breakable?
Yes, of course they're Well, they're a plastic of some kind, and not as breakable as glass. But if you step on them, they'll break, or they can be chipped, or they can be scratched.
Yeah, well, look, we'd better take our shoes off before going out into the kitchen.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry. I'm just so sorry to cause all this.
No. It's all right. The trouble is, I don't think I've ever seen a contact lens. How big are they? I mean, what am I looking for?
You are looking for two dinky little pieces of plastic about as big as my little fingernail that cost $200.
It wasn't that much.
Darn near.
All right, Jack. Now, let's get our shoes off.
Well,
I've already
been working around the sink out here in the kitchen, dear. I mean, brush them off onto the floor. I think we'd better look on the floor first.
Yes, that's our usual procedure. We get down on all fours and crawl around with flashlights and a magnifying glass.
Magnifying glasses, dear. Well, we've got one in the desk drawer. I'll get it.
Yeah, look, I'll get our strong flashlight.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm just so sorry to cause all this trouble. Oh, goodness. Look, sun is coming up.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to at this hour.
Now, don't be mad at me. Oh, honey, look at the mess you are making. I don't think you need to go over every inch of that garbage with a magnifying glass now.
Look, I'm not mad at you, but I don't have much love for Ann Lundell.
Well, look through the coffee grounds very carefully, because I did throw those out. And if they stick to a contact lens, well, you might not see it at all. You're not
I am
so
going
small.
Through the garbage as though I were sorting diamonds. I've inspected every eggshell, every potato peeling, every banana skin, every orange peel. Love the way the Lundells leave us to do all this.
Why, well, they were here for 2 hours. They didn't leave until 5.
Yeah, well, we're still here.
And I was glad to see them go, with Jack yelling at Ann every 2 minutes, and Ann in tears, all of us crawling around the floor looking for these things. Oh, I'm so tired. Well, I don't know where to look now. I really don't. I have inspected every dish. I even went through the leftover scrambled eggs methodically with a toothpick. I have taken everything out of these drawers. I put them back. I just don't know unless it's fallen behind a cupboard or something.
Because what burned me up was that Anna Hubb didn't seem to be doing much looking. She just kept wringing her hands and saying how sorry she was. Boy, she sure didn't do much looking. Just running around.
Honey, didn't you hear what she said? She couldn't see.
Well,
she didn't bring her regular glasses because she was wearing her contact lenses. She needs glasses to see.
Yes, yes. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Now, look. If that's your friend Ann, and she got home, the funniest thing, she discovered she had them all the time.
Hello? Yes, Ann.
Yeah?
No, that's all right. We haven't gone to bed. We're still looking.
No, or will we? The kids will be up in an hour.
Yeah, well, we've been... What? I have... Just a minute. Hold on. Go in the dining room and look on the buffet by the silver teapot.
There are more coffee grounds.
Hold on, Ann. Hold on. I'll go look. She just remembered that she thought she put them in here. Yes, here they are. Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, my goodness. Is this what they look like? Oh, they are small. These little things. Now, don't look like that. Just think how happy Ann will be, dear. Now, Ann... Yes, they're here. Yes. Oh, that's all right, Ann. It could happen to anybody. My goodness.
It could, but it always happens to us. Boy, that is never
fair. Oh, now, you just stop apologizing. All right, Ann. I know you. Goodbye. Oh, well. Do you realize how many years it's been since you and I stayed up all night and watched the sunrise?
Yeah, and I can't think why we thought it was so much fun. I tell you, I can't take it. I am dead tired, honey. Listen.
Oh, honey.
Listen.
What?
The next time I drag people home at 1:30,
yes,
act like a normal wife. Will you get mad and kick them out or kick me out or something?
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Joe Hawkins speaking.